You know, my son and I have a conversation every night, mostly. You know, he called me up. I go, what'd you have for grub tonight? So he's got two Honduras deck cans from Honduras, big strapping bags. He says, I don't know, they made chicken and shrimp and this and that. And when they go for grub, when they go to the supermarket, I go to the supermarket I got a son living with me and my wife. I spend $130 on a Saturday, right? Because we feed as many as 20 people on a weekend.
All, your family all
yeah,
comes back?
Yeah, I got 15 grandchildren and six kids, and they all live within 20 minutes, half hour. But they spend on it $500 or $600 when they go to, they got five push carts.
Yeah.
With half of the crew. I said, what do you eat? They eat junk. Because there's no cook anymore.
Yeah. Microwave.
Huh?
Microwave.
No. Maybe a little bit of that. No, they cook turkey and this and that.
Do they cook for themselves or do they
make
big meals?
Yeah, they cook for themselves. But you know, when we had a cook, it made the jobs so. You ate four times a day, actually. You had breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then midnight snack. And the cooks, they were chefs, a lot of them.
Yeah.
There was one cook that came from Jersey City. He was Portuguese. And he wore a Homburg. You remember a Homburg, the black hat around, with like a fedora, but it was round? A Homburg. And he had a little, like a doctor's bag, and a shirt and tie, and he was a Portuguese guy. And you would think he was a Wall Street broker or a doctor. And he lived in Jersey City, and he was a perfect gentleman. The best cook I've ever, this guy, whatever he touched, it was great. I found out years later, after he retired, that he was a bookie in Jersey City. and the tugboat job was just something to keep busy.